This is Andrew Powell with The Gate, and today I've got interviews with the cast of Young People Fucking, a Canadian romantic comedy that opened the Canada First portion of this year's film festival. Following are some interesting quotes from writer-director Martin Giro and writer-actor Aaron Abrams, plus actors Kristen Booth, Ennis Esmer, Carly Pope, Sonia Bennett, and Josh Dean. First up, here's Martin and Aaron talking about how the film came together.
Well, I think it started with a conversation about films. We both really liked movies, and we were talking about how romantic comedies, you know, they sort of end at the first kiss. And for us, a lot of the interesting stuff in our personal lives happens after that. A lot of the conflict and a lot of the romance as well. Absolutely. And sex movies or sex comedies, for the most part, are fun, great juvenile things. You know, a bunch of kids trying to see their first boob or something like that, and they're not for people who have sex. They're not for adults. And so to make a romantic comedy with sex or to make a sex comedy with adults, I mean, to mesh those together, it's a perfect thing. And because it's our first project, you want to try and make something new. You don't want it to be like, well, it's this movie, means this movie. You want your own voice to be specific, especially the first time out. So there's a pressure to do that. And I think at the very least, whether the movie's liked or not, I think that it's an individual movie. I mean, it's a specific voice.
Right.
And then how?
Yes, I agree.
Well, then how did you work together on this? How did that happen?
Well, I was in Vancouver and he was in Toronto, you know, because he's a professional actor, so he couldn't come out and just hang out, you know. So we kind of would just, it's a great movie to write with a partner because it's very segmented. So he would write a segment, send it to me, I'd rewrite it, I'd write a segment, send it to him, he'd rewrite it. And we just kind of back and forth over the internet and on Messenger would just kind of, you know, bang out, you know, to give each other notes and rewrite each other's stuff, and then finally, you know, at the very, very, very end of the process, he flew out, and we just did kind of a final week, a weekend of polish, and that was that.
It would have taken a lot longer without the internet. We would have had to do that by like Carrier Pigeon. It would have taken maybe 12 years.
Yeah.
How long did it take?
Six months.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
very
good.
Quick. Yeah.
Did you want to push buttons with the title? Or is that just kind of that you were really trying to be straight with the title?
No, I think like the title is essentially like the opening shot of the film. Do you know what I mean? Like it's the like shot across the bow, so to speak. It's like, here's where we're going. You know, like it's like here, you know, the movie is going to be funny and frank. It's going to deal with all of this in a no bullshit way. You know,
it's going to have maybe a bit of like a party feel.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Or it's going to be loud and fast and fun, hopefully.
And somebody was telling me, you know, like, you know, they were like, well, I think a lot of people are going to be turned off by the movie, and that could be true, but then
by the title,
the title. And then Kristen Booth was sitting next to me and she was like, we sold out both of our screenings in record time. I think people want to see the movie. And so you know, Kristen Booth has a point. Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah
it's gonna turn off some people, but hopefully
hopefully
it'll turn on more, and hopefully it'll those people who get turned off, I mean, that's been the best part about this festival, seeing people who are dragged to it or something and think they're gonna hate it. And because of the title, people walk in with expectations, no matter what that expectation is. They think it's going to be juvenile and stupid, or they think it's going to be really graphic, or they think it's going to be, I mean, any number of reasons they're predisposed to dislike it or predisposed to like it, but they're always going to be surprised at what they get.
Next, here's Kristen Booth.
That's what I love about the film, too, is that, yes, it's a comedy, but it's comedy out of drama. It's comedy from real-life situations that we all find ourselves in at some point or another, and that the comedy comes out of the tragedy. And that's my favorite type of comedy. So, you know, and that's what makes the film so unique, is that it's not one of these sort of like, you know, Porky's 2 or, you know, even American Pie, you know. Yeah. It's not that type of film. It's smart. It has heart, and it's funny, but it's funny in I think the best way possible, that it's not like it's overly trying hard to be funny. It just, with people, you put these people in these situations, in the bedroom, in these types of relationships, and there's bound to be some humor. So I'm really proud. I'm really proud to be in it, and I'm proud of everybody involved, you know, and I'm so happy for Aaron and Martin, because, you know, they're just great guys, and you know, aside from being talented and all that stuff and handsome and great, they're really nice people, and it's great to see them get the recognition that they deserve.
That's cool.
Yeah.
This is Ennis Esmer.
What do you think of the reaction so far? It seems like
amazing, fantastic.
Yeah.
People love it. It's great. like, hey, you know, this is the best we could expect right now. I mean, it's got this, you know, the controversy I can't really get into because I'm so used to the title.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then, and like, there's been things where I read some article online where it was an article about the movie, and then people had posted a bunch of replies, like, call it, it was like, oh, is this what passes for art these days? And they had not seen the movie. Like, nobody had seen a single second of film.
Yeah.
And they were criticizing it based on the title and their assumptions because of it. You know what I mean? So I think what's great is that people seem to have en masse gone to it, mm-hmm. and realized whatever they were expecting, they got a really surprisingly good movie. You know what I mean? So that's been the best thrill about the whole thing, you know.
Here's what Carly Pope had to say about the film.
Hey.
How's it been going?
It's been going well. It's always crazy, these festivals and, you know, press and having to talk about yourself and look at yourself on a big screen and all that stuff, but it's been going really well. It's been a pleasure to be with everybody who's so rad, and we're all meeting pretty much for the first time, but it's been a great experience.
When you guys are like one big party, I mean, it's just like the moving, roving party.
I know, we're a big, big cast, and we're all loud, and we all like to have fun, so it's a, I don't know if that's a good combination or a terrifying one, but either way, it's making me laugh or smile, so that's good.
Well, that's cool. Well, I mean, did you get to see each other much on set?
Not at all.
Really? Yeah.
No, we all of our vignettes were shot in isolated, like, 3-day segments. There were a couple, like, half day overlaps with people, but for the most part, we were all isolated from one another. So it's really interesting meeting everybody and seeing how as a film it all gelled without knowing sort of anything about anybody else. So
one, the fact that makes it a really personal film making process, I mean, that you're just with your kind of partner for the scenes.
Yeah, which is, I mean, pretty fitting if you think about it. Yeah. That it's like, this is what we're doing on this night for this amount of time, and that's it. Cool. So.
This is Sonia Bennett.
So much real life in it. Did you find there's anything that really spoke to you personally that, you know, you've been through, or is that too personal?
I'm not one of those people that when I stop loving somebody it just goes away. Mm-hmm. I mean, especially if you're with somebody for years, I mean, these aren't emotions that you turn on and off. So that what resonated with me was that the pull between what your heart feels and what your head tells you. Your head saying, this isn't right, this isn't good for me, and your heart saying, I still love you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So then seeing that on the big screen, do you have a hard time watching that? Is that afterwards?
I had a hard time watching the nudity.
Oh, really? Is that that's what bothered you? But how was it to film it?
No. I mean, for myself. Yeah. The other nudity is great, fantastic. You look great.
But is it hard to film it and watch it, or did you find it easy to film it but hard to watch?
I found both hard.
Really?
But the watching, if I watch it again, it would be okay. But I was watching the movie for the first time with 600 people. It made me feel very vulnerable.
Right.
Yeah, my agent's sitting right beside me. I'm going, oh my god.
Is this but the first time you've done nudity in a film?
No, I've done nudity before. And it doesn't get easier. Well, actually, that's not true. Maybe shooting it gets easier, but watching something for the first time and you're going, what do I look like? It's hard to know really what you look like.
Right.
I was pretty happy. It's like, all right, that's all right. That's what my breasts look like. All right, I can live with that.
And finally, here's Josh Dean to wrap it all up.
So how was the party last night?
It was really alarming. It was eye-opening and worrisome in the extreme. I was afraid to stop moving my eyes because I didn't want to seem like I was staring at anything particularly. And I was only mildly offended by most of it.
I'm sorry I missed it.
Yes, yeah. It was, you shouldn't be. If you have $80, you can get in that club. I understand Saturday night is the real party night. That's what I hear from some of the members that were there that were creepy.
Well, how was the big opening? What was that like?
It was amazing. I had never seen the movie before yesterday. So, I was excited and nervous just for that alone. And then to find out that there was so much buzz happening at the festival for the movie, and that the press screening in the morning had sold out and all that, and then walking towards the theater and seeing the lineup for the rush tickets that went all the way around the block. That was absolutely mind blowing to me. I couldn't have enjoyed that more. It was an amazing experience. The movie then, which I was so excited to see and hadn't seen yet, turned out to be incredible. I was so happy with what they did with it. So
that's cool.
Yeah, it was a great experience. I'll remember it forever.